My brothers and sisters in Christ, as the poet has said, the times are out of joint. These are violent times, wars and civil wars in many places, in our own country, periodic mass shootings, attacks on institutions, including pro-life pregnancy centers and Catholic churches. Violent political rhetoric fills the airwaves. Major corporations and professional societies taking sides in culture wars. The prophet Habakkuk, he of our first reading, would feel at home with us. He'd feel, oh yeah, I know this situation. He lived around 6 centuries before Christ, when the small country of Judah was threatened by a powerful neighbor, the Babylonian Empire, and the Jews of his day were given over to idolatry and disobeying God's commandments. So he cries out to God, "How long, O Lord? I cry to you, but you do not listen. I cry out to violence, but you do not intervene. Why do you let me see ruin? Why must I look at misery? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and clamorous discord." A number of you, sometimes in confession, sometimes just in ordinary conversation, have told me that you feel that way. That these clamorous discord and strife all over the place, and it bothers you. Now notice, God gives Habakkuk an insight into his ways, God's ways. He said, the rash one, the one who loses patience, one who can't sit still and kind of wait for God to act, the rash one has no integrity, but the just one, because of his faith, shall live. The vision, because he speaks about a vision, what's that? The vision the prophet had was of Judah's conquest by Babylon as a punishment for the people's sins. But rather than being impatient with God, Habakkuk, and any faithful Jew of that time, would wait for God to act, and God would preserve that person. So, what is our attitude supposed to be in a time of lots of violence, a lot of conflict here at home and abroad? God says, in these violent times, we should redouble our faith in him and patiently wait for him to help us.